Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, right now, can you stand to your feet? And just enter in right now. Come on, just open up your mouths and begin to enter into his presence. I'm a living witness of what worship can do for somebody. Come on, that's it. Just open up your mouth and just love him right now. Hallelujah. We bless your name, God. That's it. Come on, come on. Worship him tonight. I need some worshipers in here. That's it. Come on. I need some worshipers in here tonight. In spite of everything that I've been through, in spite of every test, of every trial, been stripped, been lied on, been cheated on, been broke, I'm still here. Come on, come on, come on. Enter in. Come on, come on. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. Hasharoboko shataya. We enter. Who know how to worship him. We enter in and we receive. We receive your joy. We enter in. Come on, I need some worshipers in tonight. We enter in. Oh yeah. We enter in, in. We enter in. We come into your gates with thanksgiving tonight. We enter into your courts with praise, Lord. We come to bless your holy name, Lord. Come on, somebody help me worship him tonight. Come on, come on, come on. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. Yes. We enter in. Oh, somebody help me worship him tonight. Come on. We enter in tonight. Come on, I need some worshipers in here tonight. Come on, come on. We didn't come to play church. We didn't come here to look at nobody. We come here to bless the name of Jesus. We enter in. We enter in. Oh, we enter in. My heart, my mind, my soul belongs to you. You paid the price for me. Yes, you did, Lord. Way back on Calvary. That's why I praise you, Lord. And I magnify your name. I magnify your name, Lord. people said I'd never make it. Judicial system wanted to put me away. Society gave up on me. Nobody trusted me. Nobody believed in me. But God held on to me. Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Oh Lord, we bless your holy name. Come on, let's give with some God some praise on tonight. Amen. Come on into in with all faith. Come on, hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, come on, come surrendering all over to God right now, withholding nothing in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Come on and bless the name of the Lord with me on today, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, we thank you for new mercies and new grace, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for keeping us, amen. We thank you, oh God, for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you're about to do. Come on, let's give God some praise. For the Bible says in Psalm 23, amen, hallelujah, for the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in a path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Amen. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Amen. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Come on and receive it right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God, as we come humbling ourselves this morning, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for the set time, oh God, that you allowed us to come holy to the throne room of grace, that we may receive in a time of mercy. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, I ask in Jesus Christ's holy name, have mercy on us and those in our family and all that we love and concerned about. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. We thank you, Father God, for every beat of our heart and every breath that we take, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that you're able. That means that we are able. Amen. We thank you that we have eyes that can see and ears that can hear, a tongue that can speak. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, that we're able to feed ourselves, walk by ourselves, oh God. Amen. That we know whose we are and who we are and where we are. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we thank you for your word and that you'll never leave us nor forsake us. Oh, Father God, as we come humbling ourselves on tonight, oh God, under your mighty hand, we ask in Jesus Christ's mighty name. Oh, Lord, forgive us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Forgive us, oh God, and deliver us from all that's not of you right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we give our heart to you, Lord. Lord, please teach us to be humble. We give our feet to you, Lord God. Please help us not to stumble. Our eyes belong to you, Lord, to see your holy way. Help us to look straight ahead and seek you every day with our ears. Let us hear, Lord God. Every time you call us, we give ourselves to you, Lord God. We obey your law, God. We give our hands to you, Lord. We lift them up in praise. We will worship you, Lord God. All our blessings, oh God, because you have blessed us, our mouth will give to you, Lord. We shout with victory. We belong to you, Lord. Amen. Now we are living free in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we are free indeed. We put our hands to the plow. We will not look back. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we command the morning to take the hold of the ends of the earth and shake the wicked out of it. Amen. We heavily decree in the prayer, Psalm 49 and 14, we have dominion over the devil in the morning. Lord, make the hours of the morning rejoice right now. Receive the loving kindness every morning. We thank you, Lord God. Release the beauty of your holiness from the womb of the morning. Let your light break forth in our life of the morning. Let your judgment come upon the enemy morning by morning. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord, you're going forth to prepare this morning. And we pray, oh God, that you will come as the rain, the latter, the former rain upon the earth. Lord, you visit us every morning. We thank you, oh God. Lord, you awaken us morning by morning. You awaken our ears to hear us, Lord. Amen. We will not be afraid of the error that fires by day, or the terror that comes at night. Lord, show forth your salvation and life from day to day. We bind the screech owl in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We bind the attack, hallelujah. We bind any attack upon our life and those in our family that come at night. Amen. We take authority over every demon that's released against our life and family at night. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, let the evening time trouble to end in the day, hallelujah, that we're trying to attack our life and those in our family. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We release the arrow of the Lord's deliverance in our life and those in our family. We release your sharp arrows into the heart of the king's enemies. Amen. Oh, Lord, ordain to release your arrows against our persecutors right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Set your mark, oh God, upon the enemies for your arrows, oh God. Make your arrow bright and release your vengeance upon our enemies. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God, right now. Hallelujah. We break all generational curse of pride, lust, perversion, rebellion, witchcraft, idolatry, proudly rejection, fear, confusion, addiction, death, and destruction in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. Hallelujah to your name, God. We command all generational spirits that came into our life during conception, in the womb, in the birth canal, and through the umbilical cord to come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We break all spoken curse and negative words that we have spoken in our life or those in our family. We break our spoken curse of negative words spoken over our life by others, including those in authority, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We command right now our hereditary spirits of lust, rejection, fear, sickness, infirmity, disease, anger, hatred, confusion, failure, and poverty to come out of our lives right now. And those in our family, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we break the legal rights of every holy of all generational spirits operating behind the curse. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you have no legal right to operate in life. Amen. We are children of God, born again of the incorruptible seed of the word of God. Amen. We bind and rebuke all familiar spirits and spirit guides that would try to operate in our life through our ancestors. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, we just want to say thank you. We break every time release curse that would activate in our lives as we grow older. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we just want to say thank you. We declare the path that we're delivered and set free. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, glory to your name, Lord God. Have your way, Holy Spirit of the living God, right now. Oh, Father God, we call upon you, God of fire. Your throne, oh Lord, is like a fiery flame, oh God. You are the God that answers by fire. A fire goes before you, Lord, and burn up the enemies. Amen. Lord, release your fire and burn up the works of darkness right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, baptize us right now with your Holy Ghost and fire. Let your fire be in our hands to heal the sick and cast out devils. Amen. Let your fire burn in our eyes, our heart, our belly, and our mouth and feet. Amen. Let your fire be in our tongue to preach and prophesy. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, by faith we receive tongues of fire right now. Oh Lord, let your word be preached with fire. Make us ministers of fire. Deliver us with your fire, God. Let your fire protect us and cover us. Amen. We release, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ. We release the fire of God and to burn up the idols of the land. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We bless your holy name. Let all flesh see your fire released, oh God. Amen. And we just want to say thank you for it, Lord. As we receive it right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh God, we come to you in both humble faith and prayer, oh God. We come and we lay before your feet and every burden and every care right now. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And oh Lord, hear our holy, hear us, our graces, Lord God. As we cry out to you, oh God, hear us as we pray, oh God, for those in our family, our husbands, our mothers and brothers, our fathers and sisters and cousins, our children, oh God, our grandchildren, children of come, oh God, those that we love and concern about, amen. As we cry out, oh God, Lord, we pray, oh God, let our prayers be answered. Oh Lord, save us and strengthen us. We know you are abiding in each of us, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, each and every day, you're, oh God, our rock, amen. You are our shelter, you are our mighty fortress, you are our comfort in times of sorrow, our peace in times of pain and distress. Oh Lord God, we trust you. On your divine promises, we shall stand firm. We belong to you, and we know we are safe and secure in the palm of your mighty hand. Oh, Lord, be our protection from the assault and attacks from the enemy and from sin. Amen. And when our spirit grows weary, let your word and spirit revive us again. Amen. Oh, Lord God, we trust in you. We call on you daily. We call daily upon you, your blessed holy name, oh God. Let not our faith and trust in you be put to shame. Oh, Lord, praise to you, Lord God. We will trust you to keep us strong and guide us, oh, Lord. Keep us from all sin and wrong things. Oh, Father God, in Jesus' name, we trust you to keep us and hold us in your loving arms. You, Lord Jesus.
of Christ look upon our souls when we are in trouble. You search our souls, oh Lord, to see if we are truly humble by our sin and made better by our afflictions. Amen. We trust you, Lord Jesus, to bring us through every danger and deliverance until we are delivered from the tongue, delivered from death, of our hallelujah, our last enemy. Amen. And we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Lord, help us on today. Oh Lord, we can't thank you enough, oh God, for your ever-present help and your help that's on the way. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we ask you, oh God, hallelujah, to instruct us and teach us in the way that we shall go. Amen. We ask you to guide us, hallelujah, with your eye, oh God. We ask that you will not, hallelujah, that, hallelujah, you will always, oh God, continue to guide us, oh God, hallelujah, with your mighty hand, oh God, and instruct us. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, we ask, oh God, that you would not, hallelujah, that we would not be as a horse or a mule which have no understanding, whose mouth must be held in with a bit of brittle leaf that come near unto you. Amen. Oh Lord, we just want to say thank you, my Lord, my God. We thank you, oh God, that turnaround is coming. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we thank you for divinely intervening even right now as we're praying, oh God, turning things around for our good, for the good of our family, oh God. Oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you as we decree and declare your goodness on tonight. Amen. Your faithfulness, oh God, to the heavens. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, purify us, oh God. Purify our life with your fire, oh God. Let the fire be released in Zion, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, oh God. We break in this and all our ungodly covenants, oh, and pledges we have made with our lips up in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God, that we can decree and declare it is so. Amen. We bring in this and all our spirit magic that would cause incubus and succubus demons to attack our lives. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we break in this and all any magic to any demon that would affect our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we break all the gift of agreements with hell. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare we have a covenant with God through the blood of Jesus Christ. We're joined to the Lord, and we're one spirit with him. We break all ungodly covenants and renew our covenant to God through the blood of the body and the blood of Jesus Christ, and that is our Lord and Savior. We divorce ourselves from any demon that would claim our life through any ancestral covenants in the name of Jesus Christ. And that is we bind and cast out any family demon that would follow us through our life and our ancestors. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and that is my Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you. Oh Lord, awaken our sleeping spirits right now, God. Remove every spiritual sleep, every spiritual numbness, every spiritual deafness or blindness. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, make us sensitive to thy Holy Spirit, oh God. Oh Lord, stir up the right spirit in us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that we would do your will all the days of our lives. Amen. We bind our mind to the mind of Christ and our will to your will, Heavenly Father. That thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God. We cover ourselves and those in our family and our possessions with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, let the fire of God surround and protect our lives from all destruction. Let the angel of the Lord encamp around us and protect us and those in our family. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, let your glory be our covering, oh God, and protect our back in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, hold us up and we will be safe. Amen. The name of Jesus Christ is strong, is a strong power. We run into to it, and hallelujah, and we are safe. Amen. Lord, you make us a well and safety, and we thank you. Oh, Lord, set us in safety, hallelujah, and safety from those who puff up at us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you. We decree in the prayer of Psalm 17 and 8. Amen. Hallelujah, that we are the apple of our Father's eye. Oh, Lord, keep us as the apple of your eye and hide us under the shadow of your wings, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Cover our head in the day of battle, Father God. Oh, Lord, cover us with the shadow of your hand, oh God. Cover us with your fence, oh God. Be our defense and refuge, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Oh, Father God, no one has an arm like you, Lord God. full of power and might, oh God. Lord, you have a mighty arm. Your hand, hallelujah, is strong, hallelujah, and your right hand is higher. Oh Lord, stretch out your arm and deliver us and those in our family and rid us out of all bondage. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let fear and dread fall upon the enemy by the greatness, amen, of your arm until we pass over in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Oh Lord, favor us and let your right arm bring us into our possession. Amen. Oh Lord, command the increase on our storehouses. Oh Lord, let there be no lack, oh God, of your goodness, oh God. We decree and declare that every need is met, for you are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. We thank you, oh God, that peace has come and peace is near, for you are Jehovah Shalom, the Lord of peace. Amen. We thank you, oh God, that healing is coming and sprung up in our bodies and those in our family, for you are Jehovah Rapha. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God. Lord, we love you. Lord, we love you and we need you, God. We need you right now, Lord. Release your glorious power against the enemy, Lord. And we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, let us receive long life, oh God. Good health and strength, oh Lord, that coming from you. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you as we surrender all over on tonight. Amen. And, Lord, we pray, oh, God, and ask for forgiveness for all our sins, known and unknown sins, sins of omission, sins of commission, oh, God. Forgive us for all our transgressions, trespasses, and iniquities, Father God. Lord, we turn back to you, Lord. Purge us right now with hyssop, and we shall be cleansed and washed us, and we shall be white as snow, God, creating us a clean heart, amen, and renew a right spirit within us right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So let us, oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father God, and we receive our forgiveness, amen, and cleansing from our unrighteousness to the intrinsic and quantum level, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we forgive those who have hurt us, wronged us, abused us, lied to us, lied on us, hallelujah, talked about us, mistreated us, oh Lord. We forgive them, and Lord, we ask, oh God, that you would forgive them and help them to turn from their sinful doings and evil practices of this world, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh Lord, give us strength, oh God, to bring forth our destiny. Oh, Father God, hallelujah. We decree and declare that we overcome the enemy, because great is you that's in us and he that's in the world. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, let us have, hallelujah, let us have and walk in an excellent spirit. Amen. We take heed to our spirit at all times. Amen. We bind and cast out any spirit that will try to tear us apart or tear our life apart in any manner in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. We decree and declare your goodness, amen. Oh, Lord, we can't stop, amen. We won't stop, oh, God, because you've done it all. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you left nothing unfinished, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Have your way, oh, God. Guide us continue, oh, God. Guide us into all truth. Guide us with your eye, oh, God. Lead us, oh, God. Let us humbly be guided. Let us guide our affairs with discretion, oh, God. Guide us by the skillfulness of your hands. Lead us in the plain path, oh, God, because of our enemies. Let, oh, God, hallelujah, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, lead us and make your way straight before our eyes, oh, God. Make the crooked path straight and the rough places smooth before us, oh, God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, in your light and truth, oh God, and let them lead us, amen, and those of our family members and loved ones, Lord, make, hallelujah, make darkness light before us, amen, and crooked things straight, teach us to do your will, oh God, and lead us into the land of uprightness. We put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness right now. Oh Lord, we thank you that we can agree with that Isaiah 51 and 10, that we're clothed with the garment of salvation. We put on our beautiful garments right now, amen, hallelujah, let our garments always be white, oh God, hallelujah, let us be clothed with humility. Oh Lord, cover us with the robe of righteousness. Let our clothes be full of virtue. Amen. Let a mantle of power rest upon our lives. Lord, give us wisdom in every area where we lack, oh Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God. Oh Lord, hear our cries on tonight. Amen. Oh Lord, deliver those in our family out of harm's way. Lord, we pray that you deliver the children of God that's been held in captivity, oh God. Oh Lord, with all the sex trafficking, oh God. Oh, for the God sent the one, oh God. They release the children from captivity, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over the children of this world. And we decree and declare the children, hallelujah, the children are covered and protected by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God. We put on us right now the full armor of God, and we decree and declare the full armor of God covers us from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet. Amen. We take the shield of faith and we quench every fiery dart of the enemy sent our way right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and we use it against all the forces of hell and the tribes that come into our lives. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we believe we have a faith. Amen. We walk by faith and not by sight, and we receive the blessing and the favor of God. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, turn it all around right now, God. Let breakthrough come in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you for answering prayers. Amen. We thank you for releasing your war and angels to war against any spirits designed to stop our prayers from being answered on tonight. Amen. Heavenly Father, we pray that thy kingdom come. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, your will be done over our families. We ask you to make your word strong and greater than our wills. We ask you to make them hunger and thirst after your righteousness. And then, according to Matthew 5 and 6, we stand in your promise, of God, that our children will prophesy. According to Acts 2 and 17, we intercede in the spirit that our families are saved by faith. Help each of us to keep a pure heart, according to 1 Peter 1 and 22. Oh, Lord, keep us in your members of your promise, of God, that you will never leave us nor forsake us. According to Hebrews 13 and 5, and then we take, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We receive and take, oh God, all that you've given us, this life, oh God, that you have blessed us with. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God. Lord, we love you. We love you. We love you. We love you. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, Lord, strengthen us today. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Close us with your glory, oh God. Fill these your temples with as much Shekinah glory as possible. Amen. Oh, Lord, keep each of us covered in your blood. Amen. And heal us, to heal every sickness and disease that the devil tries to hit us with, of those in our family. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I come against every spirit of addiction right now. Amen. Hallelujah. And I decree and declare that we're delivered from the spirit of addiction, from any type of addiction, whether it be drugs or, hallelujah, legal or illegal drugs, whether it be food or clothing or shopping or money, whatever that addiction is, sexual addiction, whatever it is, I decree and declare that we are delivered from it right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Heavenly Father, as we start this day and cross this day, amen, let us recognize you as Jehovah the Bob. We would not fear, for you have called us by name. Amen. We are yours. Amen. And when we pass through the waters, you will be with us. Amen. And through the rivers, they will not overtake us. When we walk through the fire, amen, we will not be burned, neither will the flame kindle upon us. According to Isaiah 43, 1 through 2, we will not be dismayed, for you are our God. According to Isaiah 41 and 10, we will wait upon you, Lord God, and you will renew our strength. We will mount up with wings like eagles. We will run and not be weary. We will walk and not faint. Amen. According to Isaiah 40 and 31, we will not be afraid or dismayed by reason of the great multitude. The battle is not ours, but yours. According to 2 Chronicles 20 and 15, you are our shield, therefore we will not fear no man. According to Psalm 118 and 6, that when the enemy comes in like a flood, your spirit will lift up a standard against him. According to Isaiah 59 and 19, you did not give us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. According to 2 Timothy 1 and 7, greater is you, Jesus, is in us than any demon, devil, fallen angel, evil forces, power, principality, rules of darkness, spiritual wickedness, Satan, and those under him. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Greater is Jesus in us than the devil in this world. According to 1 John 4 and 4, greatest Jesus in us is holy, all our circumstances and all our reasoning. And therefore, we follow you, Lord Jesus. And we cry out to you, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, who was, who is, and who is to come. And then, according to Revelation 4 and 8, you created all things for your pleasure and by your will they are. And we're holy and we're created and continue to exist today. And then, you are worthy to receive glory, honor, and power, according to Revelation 4 and 11. And we just want to say thank you to you. You belong the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. According to Matthew 6 and 13, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, change us, oh God, and make us more like you right now, God. Lord, do a new work in us right now as we come on tonight. Those that have an ear to hear, oh God, let them hear and see with us, says the Lord, that we all may be saved and receive a new life, a life in abundance. And we just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for your finished work on Calvary. Thank you. You didn't have to do it, but you did. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God. We bless your holy name, Lord. Come on, let's give God some praise right now. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Father God, we ask, oh, God, that you bless us and those in our family not going on today, this new day that you bless us with, Lord God. Oh, Lord, we pray, oh, God, let us receive and those in our family members and loved ones traveling grace and mercy. Let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pullovers, no accidents. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for it, Lord. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every road, street, highway, airway, seaway, building, a place, everywhere our feet may tread, head may go, and head may lay. Amen. Hallelujah. Every vehicle, form of transportation we enter into, over our homes, all that's in our homes, over our sleep, over this prayer life, every family member. And we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth covers us and protects us, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, Lord, you shall condemn. Hallelujah. And we thank you for, Lord. We decree and declare victory. We bless your name, Father God. We decree and declare that we are on top and not beneath. We're the head and not the tail. Amen. We don't owe anyone anything but your love, and we are the righteousness of God, healed by the stripes of Jesus, children of God, born again of the incorruptible seed of the word of God. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare, hallelujah, hallelujah, that we're walking in our season of record-breaking miracles, signs and wonders of God's divine mercy and grace, God's peace, joy, protection, provision, love. Amen. We thank you, Lord God, that restoration has come. Amen. We thank you, Lord God, for restoring us. Amen. To the joy of our salvation. And we can decree and declare with all faith that we're blessed and we're going from glory to glory to glory. And wealth and riches are in our home. And we thank you for, Lord. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. And the promises of God. And the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwells in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Come on, let's give God some praise on tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, let's just thank him right now. We just thank him. We just thank God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, we bless your name. Come on, about 30 seconds. Let's just thank him. Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, Father God, we thank you for Jesus. We thank you for loving, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for sending your only begotten Son, oh God, to save you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for all that you've done and all that you're doing and all that you're about to. Thank you. Hallelujah, that you're not telling you didn't give us a spirit of fear, but a love, power, and a sound mind. And then thank you, Lord God, for every breath that we've taken, every beat of our heart. Thank you for healing us. Hallelujah, past, present, and future. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God, that your word said we can decree a thing and it shall be established in our life. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you for saving us. You can't thank you enough. Thank you for loving us like you do, Father God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for all that you have.
Thank you, Heavenly Father. Glory to God.
Glory to God. Ooh, thank
amen.
You, Lord.
Amen. Welcome amen. And welcome and welcome on tonight. Ooh, in this midnight hour. Glory to the Most High God, who is the head of my life and the lifter of my head. My Lord and Savior, mm-hmm. Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Holy Spirit that leads in God and directs me in this life. Ooh, amen. God bless y'all. Welcome, welcome, and welcome. We don't know how you're doing on tonight. Amen. Seems like it's about three or four of us here on tonight. We thank God as we're still going strong. Amen. As we enter into our 15 day here for midnight, we just thank God for keeping us that we're able to get in and be in position for our other brothers and sisters that could not make it on tonight. We lift them up in the name of Jesus. My mother, Carol Dillard, we lift up cousin Doretha Jones. We lift her up on tonight. Jamel Henderson and Kenyatta and hallelujah. We lift up Kara. I think that's how she said her name on yesterday. And hallelujah. We lift them up. Shavante, amen. Shepherd that has been on the line since we've been on here these 15 days. My Aunt Classy who joined us one day, Kendrick and Sonny and Lede. And we lift them up there with praise. Henderson. We lift them up on tonight. Lord God, we thank you. And we just pray, Father God, that you would continue to bless them, keep them, and strengthen them. Oh, God, we pray that you would use them mighty, oh, God, for your glory. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we pray for divine position and order, oh, God, for their lives, oh, God, that they'll be able to get in position. We come against every hindering spirit and every attack of the enemy upon their life. They would try to come against their prayer life, oh, God, come against their salvation with the blood of Jesus Christ. We decree and declare that all is delivered and set free and blessed and favored. We speak life and healing. We speak hallelujah, the blessing of the Lord, and make it rich and add no sorrow. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving, and we bless them. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Of course, my husband, Pastor Dorsey Maddie, who was on the line one time this during his 15 days. So we just thank God. Amen. We just pray for the more. Hallelujah. Amen. So welcome on tonight. Ain't Sharon, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing this midnight hour?
Good morning, everybody. I missed a couple of
days.
First case, I missed. I took some Benadryl and I was out of there. And then, on top of that, the devil attacked my phone company. And for some reason, I couldn't get on the prayer line last night, so I had to go out today and get a new phone and get a new service. So I'm back now. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen. I'm not mad at the devil, because you had already made your mind up. I'm going to be on there 21 days. I'm going to be in position, and you was going strong, and the enemy said, nah, I'm going to have to throw some in there. I'm going to have to throw some in there to stop her. I'm going to have to come against her plan. Amen. So we just thank God you're back on the line. Of course, we pray for you. We lift you up. So there's nothing stopping. Like I said, nobody there but the devil. Huh?
Yeah, I eat him back in the head with a stone, so he gone.
Amen. Hallelujah. I couldn't think of what I was trying to think of with my throw a monkey wrench. That's what I wanted to say, a monkey wrench. Amen. God bless you. We love you. We thank God for you. Thank you for being on the line, touch and agree with us this midnight hour, day 15. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory. God bless you. Welcome. How you doing this midnight hour?
I'm doing good. Doing good. I'm a little exhausted, tired, but I came on the line expecting and looking forward to being in the presence of God, you know, gathered with my family and loved ones and friends. So I'm grateful to be here.
Amen.
Glory
to God. It's nothing like it when you push it. When you push through and you say, I'm going to make it, no matter if I got to just my last, I'm going to get there. I'm going to get in position. If I got to just pull myself, if I got to drag myself, I'm going to make sure I'm in position. Believe and trust me. I was telling my husband, he said, you need some rest. I said, I know, I'm really tired. I said, but only in God's strength I'll be able to be on the line and I won't be exhausted. You know, and just put myself and get myself in position and let God have his way, being that vessel that God can flow through unhindered, amen, because it's the Spirit of God, amen, that gives me the strength. And, you know, when you do get on and you feel better, you really do. When you come out, you're saying, Lord, I thank you, you know, because I needed that. I needed to be in position. And everything that could have stopped me and was trying to stop me, you know what, I overcame that. Because everything in your mind is sort of speaking, you don't need to get on, you're tired, you need to rest, you need to do this, you need to do that. You say, no, I need to get in position because God has something for me. Amen. God has need of me. Amen. So we just thank God on tonight that through the exhaustion, through whatever it is that we're dealing with, we made a decision in our mind. We have a made-up mind. It's nothing like having a made-up mind that I'm going to be in position at midnight. Amen. That's a sacrifice. I didn't think when you talk about a sacrifice, like I was thinking it's money, but can you sacrifice your time? You know what I'm saying? Your sleep and be in position and trust God to renew you. Amen. The Bible says he'll renew your strength. So they that wait upon the Lord, he will renew your strength. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I pray that
come on tonight, amen, expecting that you have a renewed strength, amen, that you receive a refreshment on tonight, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. And let God bless you. We love you, Twan. We thank God for you. Thank you for being in position.
I'm like,
Twan, go. It's like a proud auntie. I'm just saying, look at Twan go when that baby first started walking. And she walked from the couch to the other, to the chair. And then eventually she could walk from the chair to the front door. Next thing you know, she's walking to the car. Oh, she didn't learn how to put herself in the car. What's for herself up? Amen. Glory to God. She didn't take off her little walking shoes. She wearing regular shoes. My God, my God. She's running. Now she's showing somebody else how to run. A new baby in the house. She's having a new baby learning how to walk. And this how you get your baby cup, and this how you drink out of it. Glory to God. God bless you. We love you so much. Amen and amen.
I love you.
Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. God bless you. And welcome, Mama Sharon Gordon, this midnight hour. How you doing?
Doing fine. I hope everyone else is doing fine in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I called my sister, but she's not feeling well, but she on now?
She just came on. She just popped on in.
Oh,
I'm opening up her mic so she can hear you.
Oh, belongs to God. We just thank God for tonight. I had to push myself tonight. But I say I'm gonna work for the Lord. And
amen.
That's what I'm doing. In the name of our Lord and Savior.
Amen. And God bless you. We love you.
Y'all.
Thank God for you.
Never seen you. I just love y'all. But I'm
love you too.
In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Sister Sharon Gordon.
Sharon Gordon.
Yes, yes.
Amen.
I love you.
They used to call you Big Sharon and me Little Sharon.
Okay. All right.
Amen. Cousin Dorita, God bless you. Welcome. How are you doing this midnight hour? Cousin Dorita? Well, I can't hear. I don't know if y'all can hear, but she is on the line.
No.
Can't hear.
God is good.
Can
you hear me now?
Yes, ma'am.
You low.
Yesterday, and I came home, and I was sleeping like a baby when my sister called me. I tried to get myself together, get online, but thank the Lord that I finally got online.
Amen. Thank the Lord.
Amen. I could barely hear. I don't know if y'all can hear good,
hear.
But I can barely
a little bit.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we can hear you good now.
Okay, yeah. I just want to thank the Lord. I had a procedure yesterday. And I didn't get back home until after 7. I went for 10 o'clock, but he was busy. And I thank the Lord that I came back home and everything checked out well. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for the light up and strength of our sister. Amen. We thank you for keeping us, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you're always with us. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. We love you. And we thank God for you. Just praying with you last night and then you're back on the line on tonight.
Yes,
a good night.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you.
God bless you.
Hallelujah.
And God keep you. We love you. We thank God for the testimony.
Yes, Lord.
My Lord, oh God. God is able. Amen. I'm doing good. Midnight hour. Just thanking God for another opportunity. As I start looking at the days, we've been on here for 15 days. And go, wow, it's going really fast.
You know, these 21 days have just really flown by, and it's been a really good, great time and a blessed time. And I'm just telling you, I'm just so grateful for you all being a part of this 21 days. And I just pray you all will be on the line for the duration over the next 6 days and just trusting God even the more. Amen. Hallelujah. God is still moving and working in our favor.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So God bless you. God keep you. Our scripture tonight is coming from the book of Philippians. I'm going to mute our call so that we can hear the scripture go forward. Amen. Hallelujah. Philippians chapter 3, verse 12 through 14. We were in Philippians last night, and we're back in Philippians on tonight in verses 12 and 14. 12 through 14. Again, that's Philippians chapter 3, verse 12 through 14. The Bible says, not that I have already attained or am already perfected, but I press on that I may lay hold on that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. Verse 13 says, brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Therefore, hallelujah, we're going to stop right there. Amen. Hallelujah. That's 12 through 14, the book of Philippians. When we look at these particular scriptures here in verse 12 through 14, my Lord, my God, Apostle Paul said that his goal was not to know Christ, to be like Christ. Amen. So he said that his goal was to know Christ and to be like Christ. Hallelujah. And to be all Christ intended for him. Amen. Just making sure my words are not getting twisted. Apostle Paul said that his goal was to know Christ, to be like Christ, and to be all Christ intended for him. See, this goal absorbed all of Paul's energy. This is a helpful example for us. We should not let anything take our eyes off our goal, knowing Jesus Christ. Within the single-mindedness of an athlete in training, we must lay aside everything harmful and forsaking anything that may distract us from living like Christ. The thing is, we have to ask ourselves, what is holding us back? Sometimes trying to live a perfect Christian life can be so difficult that it leaves us drained and discouraged. We may feel so far from perfect that we think we can never please God with our lives. Apostle Paul used the terminology of perfection to convey the idea of being mature or complete, not flawless in every detail. So those who are mature should press on in the Holy Spirit's power, knowing that Christ will reveal and seal any discrepancies between what we are and what we should be. See, Christ Jesus' provision is no excuse for lagging devotion, but it provides relief and assurance for those who feel driven and overwhelmed. Amen. When we look in the last two scriptures here, 13 and 14, Apostle Paul had reason to forget what was behind him. He had held the coats of those who had stoned Stephen, the first Christian matron. Note that Paul is called Saul here in the book of Acts. He's called Saul. We have all done things for which we are ashamed, and we live in the tension of what we have been and what we hope to become because our hope is in Christ Jesus. However, we can let go of past guilt and look forward to what God will help us become. Don't dwell on your past. Instead, grow in the knowledge of God by concentrating on your relationship with him now and realize that you are forgiven, and then move on to a life of faith and obedience. Look forward to the prize of heaven later and fuller and more meaningful, and a more meaningful life now because of your hope in Jesus Christ. Amen. The hope of glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It is my prayer, Father God, that you add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all the doers of your word. It is my prayer that we be the doers of the word of God. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name I pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. At this time, we're going to have our prayer petition. Amen. Sharon, God bless you. Go ahead.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, I believe I need my first ministering today. I met this young man over at Walmart today. Little young little boy, and he was lost, and I prayed with him. And
amen.
He, you know, in need of this, in need of that. And I hope that prayer, you know, got to him. I blessed him with the Holy Spirit, and he said he was going to receive it. And I hope he do. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, God bless you, Aunt Sharon. I pray that God will use you even the more. I pray that God will fill you with the Holy Spirit to overflowing. Amen. That you will continue to operate and speak the word of God. Amen. Lord, I pray, oh God, that you anoint a mouth of God, her ears, her eyes, oh God. Oh, Lord, that she will speak with the boldness and the confidence and the power of the Holy Ghost. That she will prophesy your truth in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. That she will lay hands on the sick and they will become well. Amen. That she will cast out demons in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, we can't thank you enough for providing the life and the health and the strength of your daughter, Sharon Mackey. Amen. And hallelujah, we decree and declare victory over the ministry that God has placed in you. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. We pray and we thank you for, Lord. And it's in Jesus' name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen.
To God be the glory.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. Swan, God bless you. Go ahead.
Oh, I received all the prayers that have been poured. I believe that God is renewing my strength and has renewed my strength while being on the line. And I just want to lift up, my child's father, Graydon Vincent. I want to lift him up in prayer. And just asking that, you know, God, that he walks with God. And, you know, I don't know his relationship with God, but I just pray that he, you know, that the word of God be in his heart, that he be the doer of the word, and that, you know, that God equips him with the tools that he needs, you know, to fulfill God's purpose on life and to do what he has, you know, to fulfill his responsibility as a father as well.
Hallelujah. We touch and agree right now. Oh, Father God, all your daughters petition and prayer on tonight, Lord. We come together, oh God, with combined faith. Lord, I'm asking you to move mighty in the life of Graylin, oh God. Lord, we pray that you would call him now to you, even in this hour, oh God, that you would shake him to the very core of his being, oh God, that he may receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Oh, Lord, that he would speak your word, oh God, that you'll give him, hallelujah, new desires, a new way of thinking, oh God. Amen. Oh, Lord, remove every taste that is not of you out of the mouth. Better of the enemy, amen. They will cause him to speak of a word way that's ungodly, oh God, that's unrighteous. Oh Lord, it is not pure, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we pray, oh God, amen, that you restore him, Father God, to be the father, oh God, that you've called man to be, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, to teach their children, amen. Hallelujah, the way they should go, oh God. Living a godly life, amen, a holy life, and hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of that. Oh, Lord, creating him a clean heart, amen, renew a right spirit within him, even right now, God, fix that is broken, and mend the tear in his soul, oh, God, and we just want to say thank you, Lord, God, anything that's not of you, God, God, let it be uprooted out of him, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and filled, let it be filled with the Holy Spirit, my Lord, my God, all these things that the enemy has vacated, amen, and we just want to say thank you, Lord. We decree and declare victory over his life, amen. My Lord, my God, and his relationship with you, Father God. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. God bless you, Twan. We love you. We thank God for you.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Mama Karen Gordon, God bless you. Go ahead.
God bless you. I just look around and see how God answers prayer. So we are a real God. Tonight I look around and I see God have brought Dorita back to us. And we have a reason to praise God because God answers prayer. And I thank God for moving me more and more like him because I want to be more and more like Jesus. I want my little life to shine. And I have shown one of us
yes,
wants
yes.
to be a child of the kingdom.
Amen.
That's all I have to say, because God answered prayer. Look tonight
yes, Lord, we
on this line
prayer.
How we prayed
yes.
last night. And look,
yes, Lord.
He brought us back to us.
Yes, Lord.
The name
Amen.
Of Jesus. Nobody.
In the name of Jesus. Nobody but you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Nobody.
Amen. Amen.
Thank
Amen.
You,
Lord, we just thank you. Thank you, Lord. We offer the prayers of thanksgiving
you,
on tonight. Thank you for answering prayers, oh God. And, Lord, we ask that you just continue to move in us and on us and on this line as we come receiving, amen, as well. Hallelujah. Springing up, oh God. And we just want to say thank you and we love you.
Thank you.
And it's in Jesus' name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen
glory.
And amen.
God
hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
oh,
God. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory to your name.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Cousin Barita, God bless you. Go ahead.
I thank the Lord for taking me through my procedure today. I thank the Lord that my sister called and woke me up, because you don't get no rest in the hospital. What I used to do when they come in there and check on my, cover my head up in that way. They think I'm asleep, so they leave me alone. And I thank the Lord. And I thank the Lord for this line. We sacrifice
yes,
and be on here every night. And we go back to sleep.
Yes,
and I thank the Lord for bringing us together in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you. So good to have you back on the line. Amen. This God took you and brought you right on back. Amen. Hallelujah. It was already done. Amen.
Ooh.
We just have to believe it and walk
so good.
In it.
So
Amen.
Good.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you,
Jesus. Amen.
Yes.
God bless you all. I just thank God for all the prayers that went forth. I receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, even the more, knowing that you, Father God, know all that we need before we ask. Amen. But we come asking with all faith that we may receive all that you have for us. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Let us pray as we get ready to wrap up here on the line tonight. Roko Shana Marike Shatari. Lord, come on, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name, Father God. Lord, I ask that God that you move in the mighty way in the life of your daughter, Sharon Matthew. Your daughter, Sharon Gordon. Your daughter, Twanda Day. Your daughter, Dorita Jones, oh God. And all that have come to this line building 21 days, oh God, that we've been set, oh God, in position and in emotion, oh God, that we may receive it. That help may come, not just to us, but those in our family and all that we love and concerned about. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we thank you, Lord God, for turning around. We thank you for deliverance. We thank you for divinely intervening in the life of our family members and loved ones, oh God. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we thank you for increasing our faith, oh God. Lord, we ask, oh God, according to Genesis 39 and 6, let us be well favored by you. Lord, show your mercy and give us favor in those in our family. Amen. Lord, give us favor, hallelujah, in the sight of the world. Let us be satisfied with favor like Nephtili, oh God. Let us have favor with you, Lord God, and with men. Amen. Let us have favor with the king. Let us have great favor in the sight of the king. Amen. Let us, hallelujah, find favor like Esther. Amen. Thou hast granted us life and favor, and thou visitation hath preserved our spirit according to Job 10 and 12. Amen. We pray unto you, Lord God, grant us favor, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, bless, oh God, surround us with favor like a shield. In your favor, we decree in the past life. Oh, Lord, make our mountains stand strong by your favor. Because of your favor, the enemy will not triumph over us. Amen. Through your favor, God, we are brought back from captivity. Let our horn be exalted through your favor, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, let this be our set time of favor. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that coming from you. We entreat your favor, God, with our whole heart. Let your favor be a cloud of the light. Rain. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, let your favor be upon our life as a dew upon the grass. We choose your love and favor rather than gold and silver. Let us, hallelujah, let us be highly favored, oh God. Show us your marvelous loving kindness.
Jesus. Remember your mercy and loving kindness in our life. Your loving kindness is before our eyes. Amen. We receive your excellent loving kindness in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, continue your loving kindness in our lives and those in our family. Let your loving kindness and your truth, oh God, continually preserve us and those in our family and loved ones. Amen. Command your loving kindness in the daytime. Your loving kindness is good. Turn unto us according to the multitude of your tender mercy, oh Lord. Quicken us after thy coming, your loving kindness. Oh Lord, hear our voice according to your loving kindness. You have drawn us, oh God, with your loving kindness, and we thank you and we receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, as we leave this land and never your presence, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Lord, we ask in Jesus Christ's mighty name, Lord, give us deliverance in the ninth season. And Lord, let us reign. Let our reigns instruct us in the ninth season, oh God. Oh Lord, let us receive sweet dreams on tonight and a peaceful sleep, oh God. Oh Lord, let your song, oh God, be in our mouth, oh God, even the night hours. Amen. We will meditate upon you in the night watch, oh God. Oh Lord, we receive your knowledge in the night, oh God. We receive your faithfulness every night. We bind and rebuke every vampire spirit in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We bind and rebuke all who incubus and succubus spirits that would attack us and those in our family at night. We bind and take authority over all nightmares and demonic dreams at night. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we set, hallelujah, in our ward home night. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, Father, Father God in heaven, and cast your warring angels around us as we speak on tonight, protecting us from seeing and unforeseen dangers of this world. Oh, Lord, send your ministering angels, oh God, to minister us as we speak on tonight, that there may be a time of refreshing. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. We bless your holy name. We put the blood of Jesus Christ over our feet. And all that we prayed about, every prayer that went forth, amen. And we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ answers for us. Covers us, protects us, heals us, delivers us, sanctifies us. Amen. Hallelujah. Makes all things new. And we thank you for, Lord. We decree the fact that we are blessed and we are going from glory to glory to glory. And welcome riches again our home. And we thank you for, Lord. And we fill this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. And the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwells in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's give God some praise. Amen. You receive the prayers of this Lord this day. I receive it. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. Amen. At this time, if you have anything you'd like to say, I'll call your name. If not, just say amen, and I'll release the pastor's blessing. Amen. Hey, Sharon, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Twan, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen. God is good. Thank God for being my strength. People think that, amen, you know, and think that, you know, we are so strong, we're so strong, we're so courageous, you know, we're such a warrior, but it's through God. Only God can do it, literally. So
only God can do it. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen and amen. Mama Sharon Gordon, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen, 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 and hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. God bless you. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Cousin Doretha, God bless you. Go ahead.
I thank the Lord for bringing me, Cheryl and Mackie back together. It's been many, many years. I thank the Lord that I brought us back together in Jesus' name. And I just want to say amen, amen, amen.
I am so happy about it as well that my aunt is back in position. I've been praying
praying.
Amen. Because she would be on the prayer call, she would be in church, she would be in Bible study, and then she was gone for a minute, but she is back. Hallelujah.
Amen.
May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you, be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. Give us, oh God, such a hunger
like never before, oh God.
Amen.
Then we'll seek you even more, God. We'll rise up and seek ye first your kingdom and all your
righteousness.
And Lord, we just want to say thank you. May our faith be built up so that our enemies are defeated. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Lord, help us to pull down strongholds. Amen. Soul ties. And hallelujah. Anything that the enemy has set up against us, oh God, let it be destroyed. And we just want to say thank you. May the church be a house of healing for the wounded lives, broken bodies, and souls that need a special touch, oh Lord. May we be that, hallelujah, that church, oh God, because we are the church. We are the body of Christ, amen? And we just want to thank you, oh God. May your favor explode in our lives today, amen? The Lord surprise us on today with our favor, hallelujah, thy goodness, amen? As you continually, as we continually demonstrate your love and kindness, oh God, that they all may see, amen, that Christ still lives. Hallelujah, for we have Christ operating on the inside. That we're going to abide in you, Lord, that you abide in us. So we decree and declare the resurrection power working on the inside. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. We believe, we receive, to God be the glory. Amen
God
and amen.
Be the glory.
Hallelujah. God bless y'all. I love you.
Hallelujah.
And to next
love
time,
you.
We
God
can
be
together.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want
to
hear him say,
give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him, and I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold Street, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when I get, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like, can you imagine? Living without all his grace. Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Praise you for all of my days. Until I finally stop breathing, yeah. Sing and shout, then I'll